About Ari Tumin.
Title of tonight's shit: May I buy a cheeseburger online? Reason was before migration to work, you want to buy lunch for a worker, get out your phone, Oasis, whatever you have, you go to your app, McDonald's, and you order a tray for cheeseburger for your builder. Is that allowed or is it not? Now, I wish I would have a simple answer to this question. When I agreed to speak about this topic, I didn't realise the complexities that could be involved in such a just one little cheeseburger. So, the first thing really to know is, the first shayla is the shayla of Isser Hanor. I mean, there's different Yisurim. Not everything which is Osa is, not all Yisurim are the same. Some Yisurim are Yisurim Osa to eat, and some Yisurim are B'chal completely Osa even by Hanor. You're not allowed to have any form of Hanor from it. One of those Yisurim which are Osa by Hanor is the Issa Hanor of Bosa B'cholot. Chazal tell us, he says it three times in the Torah. It's repeated three times. One time tells us you're not allowed to cook meat with milk. One time tells us you're not allowed to eat meat that was cooked in milk. And another time tells us that meat that was cooked in milk is actually also bahanor. Now, we have several midrabanon, several rabbinic additions to that, that keep us so far removed, we really very rarely come into contact with the proper possible b'cholot. Most times we wait 6 hours between eating meat and milk. That's a rabbonon on a drabbonon on a drabbonon. Because midraisa, the whole problem only starts on meat that was cooked in milk. And meat that was actually cooked in milk is also bahanor. All the further additions are not also bahanor. It's also bahir. You're not allowed to eat meat with milk. But there's no issa hanor, in having benefit from it, deriving benefit from meat and milk, unless they were actually cooked together. So the first shayla is, if you have a cheeseburger, does that qualify as bosa b'cholov, which was cooked together in order to present an issa hanor or not?
How do they make it? How do they make it?
One minute, one thing at a time. So the first thing is, as machlokes in the Rishonim, what's called bishul. Bishul is cooking. Bishul is taking a piece of meat, you put it in water, or milk in this case, and you cook it up in that. What would happen if you put something, soak something in milk, and you roast it on a barbecue? Machlokes Rishonim. Sili, is that considered b'chal bishul or not? It says by the kompesel, v'yivashvus ha-pesel, that's what Rishonim say. It's possible, v'yivashvus ha-pesel, we know the pesel is roasted, so you see it's sili b'chal bishul, sili b'chal bishul, so then sili is also qualified. But even if you grant the fact that sili is b'chal bishul, and if you roast meat together with milk, that is a deraisa, an issa deraisa of possible cholov, which then becomes also bahanor. That isn't necessarily what's happening here. We're not taking a piece of burger on the grill and putting a piece of cheese on it. We're taking a burger off the grill, and then we're doing something else with it, putting it in a bun, and then putting a piece of cheese on top of that. So that is a stage which is further removed. So even if we were to hold that sili, if the cheese melts, doesn't necessarily mean that's bishul. Cham b'cham, you take something hot, a hot piece of meat, with a hot piece of cheese, and you put them next to each other, according to the Mahashal, that's not deraisa, possibly. That's not deraisa. Roasting is deraisa, but a hot thing with a hot thing, others disagree. You say, even that stage removed, is still called bishul, it's still called lezulashim b'chayimoy, as possible of deraisa, is then also bad not. There's another thing that we learn out that there's a din that boso lesash gedi v'chaleimoy. So you're not allowed to cook gedi v'chaleimoy. It has to be boso kshira, boso tahira. Boso tameo, that means if your burger is made out of horse meat or out of chaza, there's no boso b'cholov on it. It's also to eat it. It's also midaraisa to eat it. But doesn't have the issa of boso b'cholov. It comes also, it remains also about chila, but it's not also about hanor. But if you take a piece of beef, which is not being shechted, that's an novella, also the raisa to eat it. It's bosa tohoya, it's beef, It's a cow. A cow is behemoth tahir. So the chayyim is ister. Bishul b'shul cholamim. However, there is a Rambam, and the Rambam says he has in kudim niflo an amazing point. He holds that the problem of ister chalal ister ain't ister chalal ister. Something which is also ba'achilas and veila will become also ba'hanas b'shul cholam. Now, there is a bit of an interesting twist here, and that is. So here he said qualified. So that means it's subject to the Issa Bishul. But, says the Rambam, even though you're not allowed to cook it together with milk, so you have got the deraisa of taking a burger and cooking it together with milk, but you don't have the result, the Issa Hano, that normally arises when you have a deraisa Bishul to the Cholof. Why? Because it was also Bachila to start with, the Issa Achila and also the Issa Hano are not Chal. On the Issa and the Beda, and therefore it remains also Bachila, and it remains also the Bishul Midiraisa, and it's also the Bishul Midiraisa, but doesn't also not. This is a very relevant, has a practical application in pet foods. So I'm told anyway that the pet foods which are made out of meat can sometimes present a Bosom of Cholof Dixishaila. The meat is Bosom of Veda. So, it's also about you're not eating it. Sometimes it's also about chila, you can give trade of meat to your dog to eat, it's not a problem, Bosom of Veda. But to give Bosom of Cholof to your dog to eat is also Midiraisa. To give something which is Bosom of Cholof is also Bahano, to give it to your animal, that's called having Hanah, that's called deriving milk from it. So, if your pet food is made from Bosom of Veda and it's got a milk content in it, it's very possible that's a Shaila of Bosom of Cholof Deraisa. Which, according to the Rambam, since it's Bosom of Veda, ain't Issa Chalal Issa, then no Issa Hanah on it. Do we pass like this Rambam or not? It's a big machlokes in the Achronim. The Chassam Sofer says, anyone who follows this Pesach, no Yehuda follows the Pesach of the Rambam, anyone with any maschich in Oisoi, I'm not going to object. But I myself will not rule according to the Rambam, I will rule in line with other Yishroim, and hold this nonetheless, it's still an Issa Hanah. So it's unclear if the Issa Hanah is Bishul Bosul Cholof. Number of reasons. Number one, does Sli qualify as Bishul? Number two, is this stage, which is more removed from Sli, does that also qualify as Bishul? And number three, of Bosul Nevela, does that have Issa Bosul Cholof? Now, there is a further point, if you extend this, if you can still bear with me, and extend this one stage further, the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos, in the Siman Shin Zayin, the Bir HaLachai, he quotes from Pima Gondon over there, and Pima Gondon there says, he's talking about Hilchos Amir al-Akum in Hilchos Shabbos. Says the Pima Gondon, Hilchos Amir al-Akum doesn't only apply to Hilchos Shabbos. It's a principle which we apply to Kol HaTorah Kulo Vi Paskun, Machoz Vi Shein Vi Paskun, but Pashtas Rav Yishen and Hold, that the Chumah Yesh Hilchos Al-Akum Kol HaTorah Kulo, says the Pima Gondon, you're not allowed to give a piece of meat and milk to a goy and tell him cook it. You're not allowed to instruct a goy to a Shabbos, it's Amir al-Akum. He goes to stage even further, and he says that you cannot tell him to cook a piece of meat in a milchit pot, because a milchit pot, which is ben yoimoy, is also asked in the derisa to cook meat in it, and therefore the Amir al-Akum applies to that. So now, even if we were to hold that Boston the Veiler is not also Bahano, but nonetheless, everyone agrees there's an Issa Bishul on Boston the Veiler, Boston the Veiler. So if you instruct a goy to make a cheeseburger specifically for you, it's very possible that it might fall under Amir al-Akum. However, the Bir HaLacha does qualify that statement and say, well, you're allowed to ask a goy to cook a piece of meat for you. And he's going to cook it in a milky pot. That's up to him. You haven't asked him to cook it in a milky pot. If he has other pots available to him, so he could do this pot cooking. The fact that he chooses to cook it in a milky pot is not your problem. That doesn't fall into Amir al-Akum. When you ask the goy to do something and he can do it better, and he chooses to do that even which is also, so that's not Amir al-Akum. So if you instruct the goy to make a cheeseburger for you, and he has a way of doing it which doesn't technically qualify as Bishul Bosul Cholof, so and he chooses to do it in a way which is, he does that on the grill, that wouldn't necessarily fall into Amir al-Akum.
If the other goy is paying you to do it, he's paying you for the food. You're just instructing the goy to do it, but for him, he's paying you for it.
If someone else is paying you to do what? Yeah. To order it.
To order it.
It's not you, the problem.
Yeah, you're ordering it. He's paying
you. You're ordering it. You're giving the instruction.
I'll give the instruction. He's going to pay me when I give him the cheese.
So it might depend. Are you benefiting from the instruction or not? Do you have any benefit from the instruction or not? Are you? If you have a not, if the Yisrael is being nana from it, then it might be also.
So the Yisrael is not Even
that depends also how what the normal way of making a cheeseburger.
Might also depend on the normal way. If there's a normal way, it's faster, and you instruct him to do it, then the chayyim have to assume he does it in the normal way. Correct. I've got, when I say ordering, I'm talking about the person who's paying for it. I'm talking about you want to give your builder lunch, you're ordering it, you're paying for it, and you're going to give it to the builder for tea. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about ordering it, not paying for it. Ordering and paying for it, that's what I mean a bit.
Who says that to be vashel basar in a gay ben yomo shel chalav, without any chalav, just because the tam is isum la Torah?
Yeah, Pimigodim, I think it's based on a Rashbo. Yes.
There is no problem with
Basar Bachar there. There is. Tam. If it's a Basar Bachar, Tam Kik is Duraisa. By Tam, even if I'm showing that Tam Kik is Duraisa, by Basar Bachar, everyone agrees Tam Kik is Duraisa.
You're Basar Bachar.
It's Sinner, She, and Zion, Mishma Soysov, Sikhofim, Sikhof Adam. They are the past. In Sinner, She, and Zion, Erechayim, Sinner, She, and Zion, Sikhof Adam. The people going over there, take a look, says it's awesome, to tell them to cook it in a nothing pot.
The Gabi Shabbos.
Not the Gabi Shabbos.
The Gabi Shabbos.
What's up? What's up? I'm
sure.
Yeah. The, there is another thing. Until now we've been discussing Isurim which apply to Basa B'cholav, Asa B'hano. But besides that, all machalas hasuris, even if there will not be this about machalas, the sikh is a machalas hasuris is something which is also midiraisa to eat. And there's a simon in Shulchan Aruch, which reads, simon yeridea kukyud zayin, shaloi lasais schoira midova isa. You're not allowed to do business with something which is also bachila. The machabah says, kol dovash osu natayro. Adol pisha mutaba hano, even mutaba hano, imu dovam yuvu lemaychal osu lasas bo ischoira. Says the Ramah on that, even to buy it with the intention of giving your virtual workers a meal to eat is also after. So the Ramon says, "When is the buy something to give to your workers?" The Shach of an art says, "I don't understand what's in the code. We're talking about it's a schoyer. You're doing business with it. Giving it to your workers is not business." Says, "I don't understand." Lefi das a rabbi, lefi the Ramah, lo yodati amas somchu rabbi min dea meinu shaloichem treifus bekivun kadei lachilo lapeyalein. Oh, they can call it. But don't push them out, don't push out the minigis, according to the Ramah. But sorry to you, me nai lo yodara abasak is that, don't know where the Ramah gets it from. Lefi the Ramah, writes, there's no yishu for the minute. People buy treifus, obviously the reason why they buy it is because it's cheaper. Yesh oimim, that's why it's called tzoyro, because you have to give your workers lunch. You're buying something cheaper and you're paying off what you're mechuyev to, so you're getting yourself a good deal by buying the shavuot. That's called schoyer. So if it wouldn't be cheaper, then nachalami, it might not be called schoyer. So I could put in the shach argues in the Ramah, the Aruch HaShulchan argues in the Ramah, Aruch HaShulchan says about the milik is of a maker, we don't pass in that Ramah, and about that you can buy things to give to your goshen workers if they're also bachilo. There is one further point, I've got 30 seconds left, and that is the Yad Ephraim in Siri Kuvnim Kuvnim Alam brings the Tashbait. So I'll get out to you. Kotu Tashbait. אַפ שמען דיי מוטל איז אַלע וואס דעם נאָך געוועלן און אַ הויש לאי שיין אַז לאי שטע בן נאָך אַלע אבן אַ חיי דאָ איז עס צו גיב אַ גוי סאַמענג טיט צו סטרעץ אויט האנד און איט צו לאס עס אבן אַ חיי דאָ איז עס צו גיב סאַמענג סאַמענג אַז באַ חיל פון דעם וועלן איז נאָך אַז צו האנד צו גוי יעלע צו האנד פיס אויף טרייט פון מיט מיט קומ מאכן יש דאָ זיי קיו דאס איז אַז גיב נאָך וועלן פון לאך מיט שפיל איז קיו איז נאָט אַפּראפּריאַט צו בי אייס קוק נאָך וועלן האנד אין היט האב אַ פיס פון וועלן צו איט. So therefore we've seen that the shayla is about non by ordering a cheeseburger, we've seen that the shayla of Amir la'akum, and we've seen that the shayla of schoira, and also the shayla of mechur hadov, it may not be appropriate to such a thing.